It's Wednesday night and time for the Shadron State Sports Journal presented by Nebraska Bank.
We had a blitz called on that same one. So right as that quarterback was throwing, he was getting hit and it kind of threw up a wobbly ball that kind of just landed right in my hands. And then I just kind of took off after that and tried not to look back too much.
Big thing for me is I pitch with emotion. I need to be very focused and almost angry in a way in order for me to pitch well. I mean, a lot of my teammates are like, oh, hey, you need to smile. But I'm like, hey, you know what? I need to be focused and I need to be here in the moment and I need to be, you know, a little angry.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with coaches, athletes, and CSE sports newsmakers. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank.
We've sprung forward on the clock, and with our temperatures in the 60s across western Nebraska and Shadron today, it is starting to really bring in the feeling of spring sports. Unfortunately, March is still March, and we are due for more cold weather here and there. And it'll start moving in tonight with an impact on this weekend's Eagles softball schedule. Colorado School of Mines will be in Shadron for a four-game series that has been shifted back one day, now Sunday and Monday. Rain and snow moves in tonight. Temperatures over the next 3 days will fall to the upper 20s on Saturday when the series was originally set. In the RMAC, games cannot start if the feels-like temperature is under 25 degrees. So Sunday and Monday look much better in the mid-40s and 50s with sunshine and the move was made. Shadron State is the first team to hand MSU Denver a softball conference loss. That coming last weekend in their series down in Denver. A four-game set, the Roadrunners took 3-1, holding the Eagle Bats to just one run in the first three losses. But in Game 4, the Eagles let it fly with a 9-6 win on the strength of five home runs. Kenzie Garner and Jesse Henchensky each homered and drove in three, supporting Delaney Farnsworth in the circle for her complete game pitching win. Shadron State enters this week in eighth place in the RMAC, a game behind Fort Lewis, two games back of this weekend's foe from Golden in fifth place. With success, opportunity comes knocking, and the CSE Athletics Department is seeking out a new head coach for one of its most successful sports in the past 2 years. Elijah Jeffrey established the women's wrestling program and led members of the squad to the national tournament in back-to-back seasons. That got the attention of Fort Hays State in Kansas, which has hired Jeffrey to begin its women's wrestling program. The Tigers don't begin competing until 2024-25, so Jeffrey will get a full year to set the framework for a roster and develop his vision for the program. On the men's side of the mats, Quinn Campbell's finished his season on the national championship podium as runner-up at 133 pounds. The achievement is the second best finish since his head coach, Brett Hunter, won a national title in 2009. Mason Watt went 1-2. Keegan Gelhausen also finished 1-2 in the national tourney. The redshirt junior Campbell ends his season at 21-2 and as the 49th All-American wrestler in CSE's history. All-American honors were hauled in by the CSE track and field team last weekend as well, three of them at the indoor national meet in Virginia Beach. Senior Kayla Sauvel is a double All-American in the shot put and the weight throw. She launched her furthest throw at 15.34 meters for a bronze medal finish and threw the 20-pound weight 19.88 meters. On the men's side, Dan Reynolds also took fifth at nationals and earned All-American status in the weight throw. The annual CSE High School Invitational is this weekend at the NPAC building. Then the college athletes return for their outdoor season opener. It's at Black Hills State, March 24th and 25th. Pueblo, Colorado is the host for this week's CSE women's golf team that's competing at the PAC Classic Sunday and Monday at Walking Stick Golf Course. The Eagles are coming off back-to-back two-day events down in Litchfield, Arizona last week with third and fourth place team finishes. Four Eagles finished in the top nine individual places in the second event, paced by Brooke Kramer's 158, 14 over par total in fifth place. Allison Acosta improved from a plus 22 total in the first tourney to a plus 15 tally in the second event. That was good enough for a sixth place tie. After Pueblo, the Eagles go back to Arizona, closing out the month before the spring RMAC championships at the end of April. And that's this week's CSE Sports Journal. Tune in again next week as we bring you up to date inside teams throughout the spring semester with notes and more. I'm Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins.
Exciting things have happened at Nebraska Bank with new colors, new logos, and enhanced technology. But there is one thing that you can bet that has not changed. The same personalized customer service and friendly faces you have come to know over the years. With 9 locations over the state of Nebraska and 4 of them in Alliance, Shadron, Hemingford, and Bridgeport, Nebraska Bank has made banking easier than ever just for you. Other banks have branches. Nebraska Bank has roots. Stop into one of their Panhandle locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thanks for joining us tonight for the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank. Tune in Wednesday nights throughout the season as Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, chats with Shadron State student athletes, coaches, and sports newsmakers to get you the inside perspective on CSE sports. Listen on the free Panhandle Post app and download episodes online anytime at panhandlepost.com by clicking on the CSE logo for more Eagles content online.